Hello, welcome back. 我是 Buffy, and this is Jeffrey.
Last time, the guys in the conversation talked about using Line to send messages.
昨天啊，提到一个很夯的 app, 同学们还记得是什么吗？没错，就是 Line。因为 Line 实在人气太强了，它现在除了游戏之外，还出了动画短片哦。
Smartphones are great for allowing people to communicate by speaking or typing words.
没错，昨天的 app 就这么精彩了。不知道今天会介绍什么更强大、更火红的 app 呢？ OK, before we find out, let's take a look at today's conversation. 赶快来看看今天的对话吧。
Awesome apps!
Are there any interesting game apps?
Candy Crush Saga may be fit for you.
What a strange name. Is that fun?
It's awesome. You make a line of three candies to clear them, like this.
It doesn't look hard, does it?
There are over 300 levels, and they get more and more difficult.
Can I play this game on my computer?
Yes.And you can ask friends to help you with extra lives and bonuses.
It's great that we can work together.
You bet. Start playing, then you can help me.
Light power!
Fit.Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong. Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong. Clear, clear. Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office.Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office. Hard, hard. The question was too hard for me to answer. The question was too hard for me to answer. Extra, extra. My brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me. My brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me.
Pat begins this conversation by asking, are there any interesting game apps? So he wants to have some fun and play some of the great games that you can have on a smartphone.
That's right. 对话一开始 Pat 就问啦，诶，那还有任何有趣的游戏应用程式吗？ Hey Jeffrey, which interesting game app would you recommend? 你会推荐哪一个有趣的应用程式呢？
Well, I used to really like playing Angry Birds, but that's a little old now.
Yeah,
more recently, I've been playing Words with Friends.
Words with Friends.
It's a competition who can make the best English words, so it can even help you learn more words.
Wow, that sounds cool. Okay, what does Brian say next?
Well, Brian says, Candy Crush Saga may be fit for you.
Oh, Brian 果然是 app 达人耶。他说 Candy Crush Saga 也许会 fit for you.这边看到今天的第一个单字 fit, what does it mean?
Fit means suitable or having the right qualities or skill. So here's an example.
Okay.
Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong. Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong.
That's right.Fit 是形容词，表示适合的、恰当的。它也可以用来形容身体强健的、健康的哦。那刚刚 Jeffrey 老师的例句是说 ，Adam 很适合打美式橄榄球，因为他既高又壮的意思。
Candy Crush is all over the place these days. I see people playing it all the time.
Yeah, I'm one of them too. 但是、我是因为要讲解这个单元才做研究的，我绝对不是贪玩，我也没有上瘾，更没有每天玩到废寝忘食。对不起，我觉得我好像越描越黑了。All right, let's continue.
Yes, let's do that. So Pat says, what a strange name. Is that fun? So Pat has never heard of Candy Crush.
Pat 就回答了，哎，好奇怪的名字哦。Strange 是奇怪的，陌生的。Is that fun? 它好玩吗？哎，今天又看到 fun 了，它昨天有出现过，今天又出现，现在是鬼打墙吗？不是哦，昨天的 fun 是名词，今天的 fun 是形容词，表示有趣的，趣味的。So, what is Brian's answer to this question?
Brian answers, it's awesome. You make a line of these candies to clear them, like this.
Awesome, 就是很棒，棒呆了的意思。那这个游戏怎么玩呢？就是你必须让三颗外形相同的糖果连线来清除 clear 它们，这样才能过关或得分。好的，这边看到单字 clear. Jeffrey, what does clear mean?
Clear means to remove something you don't want or need.
Okay.
For example, Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office. Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office.
Okay, clear 是动词，表示清除、收拾某物的意思。同学们，如果你常看警匪片的话呢，其实应该也听过这个单字哦，就是当警察攻坚啊，进入某个地方的时候，他们会巡视每个角落，然后互相通报 clear, 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 就表示没有危险了的意思。好啦，刚刚 Jeffrey 的例句是说， Trisha 总是在离开办公室前呢，收拾干净他的桌子，这是一个好习惯呢。
So it seems that Candy Crush is a kind of puzzle game.
That's right. Puzzle game 就是益智游戏的意思哦。
Okay, and Pat's checking out this game and he says, it doesn't look hard, does it?
Pat 就说，这看起来应该不难吧，对吧？ Hard 是今天的单字，赶快来听听 Jeffrey 老师的解说。
Hard means difficult to do, understand,or answer. Okay. So for example, the question was too hard for me to answer. The question was too hard for me to answer.
That's right. Hard 是形容词，表示困难的。那这个句子虽然很短哦，但是包含了很重要的文法概念，就是知觉连缀动词，像是 look, smell, taste,feel 跟 sound 等等，其实后面接的是形容词，不是副词哦。像这里的 look hard, taste delicious, feel uncomfortable 等等。例句是说呢，这个问题对我来说太难回答了。So, does Brian agree with Pat?
I think so. Brian says there are over 300 levels. So maybe he doesn't agree. Okay. He says there are over 300 levels and they get more and more difficult.
Wow. Brian 就说啦，嘿嘿，这个游戏可是有超过300关耶，而且一关比一关还要困难哦。More and more difficult. 别太小看它了。
And Pat asks a question. He says, can I play this game on my computer?
Oh?除了手机之外，也可以在电脑上玩吗？
So why do you think he would want to play it on his computer?
I don't know.
Well, maybe the screen on a computer is bigger.
好，电脑萤幕比较大一点，看起来玩起来比较过瘾吗？
Also, when you play games for too long on your phone, what happens?
脖子会很酸， my neck would kind of sore.
Oh,Or the battery could be empty very soon.
That's right. 电池很快就没电了，所以用电脑玩或许也是一个不错的选择。
So Brian answers Pat's question. He says, yes, and you can ask friends to help you with extra lives and bonuses.
Brian 回答，可以啊，你也可以寻求朋友的帮忙，给你 extra lives and bonuses。 那究竟什么是 extra life 呢？先来听听 Jeffrey 老师的解说，今天的单词 extra 你就知道咯。
Extra means more of something、mm-hmm. in addition to the usual or standard.
Okay.
So for example, my brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me. My brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me.
That's right. Extra 形容词是额外的、外加的。那 extra lives 就是额外的命啦。因为这个游戏啊，一关只有五条命，也就是五次机会。那如果你在电脑上玩的话呢，就可以叫你朋友 pass 更多的命给你。那刚刚的例句 ,my brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me. 我哥哥啊，把他多出来的那片披萨分给了我。
I have played Candy Crush two or three times.
Okay.
And I remember you get bonus points by getting the big lines of candy.
That's right.
Maybe three, four, or five candies
five, yes.
in a row. Okay, you get bonus, extra points.
That's right. So you know about this game, right? Huh? 好啦，回来回来回来。Bonus 呢，就是额外的好处，或者是额外给予的东西，也可以说是红利咯。
Okay, and Pat says,It's great that we can work together.
Pat 就说啊，哇，我们可以一起合作，实在是太棒了。
Pat wants to play a fun game,、mm-hmm. and he thinks it will be more fun if his friends play too.
对啊，独乐乐不如众乐乐嘛。
Okay, and I guess Brian agrees with him, because、mm-hmm. he says, You bet. Start playing, then you can help me. One thing that people really like about Candy Crush、mm-hmm. is that people can help each other move on to higher and higher levels.
That's right. Brian 就回答了 You bet, 就是当然咯。Start playing, 现在赶快开始玩你才可以帮我啦。So which level are you on right now?
17.
Oh, okay.
How about you?
I'm on 53 or 4. 但是其实还有很长一段路要走耶，因为有300关。But at least I can finish the lesson right now. 至少我可以先结束今天的课程。Okay, let's go to the wrap up.
I think it's safe to say that in 2013, Candy Crush Saga is the game of the year.
Of course, 对啊，这个游戏实在是太红了。
Well, here's a chat question.
Okay.
What do you use your smartphone for?
我通常会用我的智慧型手机干嘛? Well, basically, I use my smartphone to first surf the internet, 会上网咯, and second, check my Facebook page, 上 Facebook 网页, and third, of course, is play Candy Crush, 就是玩 Candy Crush 咯。How about you?
Well, I do play games sometimes, but I use it mostly for the internet,And I even use it for studying.
Studying?
It is a smartphone. It can make you smarter. Well, we didn't even talk about listening to music or watching videos on a smartphone. And you can do those things too.
好啦，那我们下次就做个智慧型手机单元好了。How about that? We can just introduce smartphones?
Sure. Well, that's...all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us, and we are looking forward to seeing you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are going to learn how to dribble.
We are going to learn how to dribble.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim.今天我们又要上什么课了呢？没错，就是各位同学最爱的体育课。我们要教大家在打篮球的时候可能会用到的英文，那就是 We are going to learn how to dribble. 我们将学习如何运球。Dribble 这个动词就是运球的意思。The basketball player is very good at dribbling. 这名篮球员很擅长运球。Dribble.当作运球的意思之外，它其实还有滴水滴下的意思。例如 ,water is dribbling from the tap, 水从水龙头一滴滴地落下来。运球是打篮球的基本功。 把运球练好了才能够投篮，而投篮的英文就是 make the shot。 shot 就是射击发射的意思。例如你看到你的队友投进了一个好球，你就可以说 wow what a great shot， 或者直接说 nice shot。 好，那我要继续打篮球了，小聚会我们下次见咯。
We are going to learn how to dribble.
We are going to learn how to dribble.
Chit chat. You're so sensible.
哪有，我没有敏感呐。
表姐，我买的新的星座书，一起来看一看好吗？ So you're a Libra, right?
对呀，我是天秤座。
Okay, let's see. 天秤座 ，Libras and Gemini, 双子座 get along perfectly. 很准，
对
呀。跟我妈起，然后她还说 you're smart,
聪明
，friendly,
友善的
，and have a great sense of humor.
幽默感也好准哦。
对啊对啊，然后她还说 you're a sensible person.
Sensible, 我没有敏感。这个说不准啊，拿去丢掉。
哎，不行，我是花一千块买的耶。
一千块浪费，我拿去换菜姐要。
啊，换菜姐，可是刚刚有说你很敏感吗？他只不过是说 you're a sensible person， 可是 sensible 又不是敏感的意思。哦，他该不会把 sensible 和 sensitive 这两个字傻傻分不清楚了吧？Sensible 是个形容词，指的是明智的或者是讲道理这样子意思哦。比方像是 sensible advice 就是明智的建议。那如果人家说诶你做了一个明智的选择，这就是 you made a sensible choice。不过就从刚刚表姐这么敏感的反应， she does seem a bit sensitive。 没错， sensitive 就是敏感的意思，不过用这个字要小心哦，它可能是指这种善解人意、容易察觉他人的感受的这样子敏感，但是它有可能有负面的敏感的意思，像是那种很易怒啊，或者是因为一些小事情很容易受伤这样的敏感个性。For example, that man looks serious and mean, but he's actually quite sensitive and understanding. Or she's too sensitive and cries often.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
所以下次看到 sensible 要记得它是明智的、合理的意思，可是 sensitive 才是指敏感的意思哦。
Awesome apps!
Are there any interesting game apps?
Candy Crush Saga may be fit for you.
What a strange name! Is that fun?
It's awesome. You make a line of three candies to clear them, like this.
It doesn't look hard, does it?
There are over 300 levels, and they get more and more difficult.
Can I play this game on my computer?
Yes, and you can ask friends to help you with extra lives and bonuses.
It's great that we can work together.
You bet.Start playing, then you can help me.
Fit. Fit. Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong. Adam is fit to play football because he's tall and strong. Clear. Clear.Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office. Trisha always clears her desk before leaving the office. Hard. Hard. The question was too hard for me to answer. The question was too hard for me to answer.Extra, extra. My brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me. My brother gave his extra slice of pizza to me.